the Green councillor and assembly member Caroline Russell. Technical hitch here, but I hold on to it. Thank you, everyone. It is a real honour to be here on behalf of the Green Party to bring a message of solidarity, standing together with everyone here against austerity and racism. Our communities have suffered years of austerity and attacks on our public services and on the values of public service. And since the divisive binary referendum campaign, we have seen miserable rising incidents of race crime, hate crime, and xenophobia. But we must remember hope. We must remember the really good work that is going on across our communities. Communities supporting each other and reaching out to each other across the full and wonderful diversity of our country. Just the other week, I attended an iftar dinner at Finsbury Park Mosque, along with faith leaders from across the Islington community where I'm a councillor, and across the politicians who represent Islington and other community leaders. It was a shining example of all that can be good when our diverse communities reach out together and work together and stand together to create a strong community. But sadly, even in Islington, where I'm a councillor, I have witnessed, just on the 43 bus, the sort of casual, vicious, ugly, racist comment that has no place in our society. It's the sort of comment and action that has been given license over the weeks of ugly campaigning, both during the London election campaign and during the referendum campaign. We are living through frightening and fast changing times with political events both here and abroad. People across this country who are bearing the brunt of these unnecessary austerity budgets deserve a united opposition to stand up to Theresa May's government. We need progressive politicians of all progressive parties to put aside our divisions, to put aside tribal politics, and show a voice together that will stand up for the people who are suffering from these ideologically driven cuts and this rise in racism. In this week that saw the ruthless Tory leadership changeover, the funeral of Joe Cox, the carnage in Nice, and the terrifying ongoing events in Turkey, the need to stand together and remember Joe Cox's words that we have more in common than that which divides us has never been more important.